Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is July 26, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Coincheck owner Monex Group moves to join Facebook Libra. Croatian Post trials crypto exchange service before possible wider rollout. John McAfee back in jail hours after release in Dominican Republic. Novogratz predicts $20,000 Bitcoin in 2019 as Galaxy Digital gets IPO nod. Bitcoin no longer desirable option for criminals, says CoinCorner CEO. ECB money printing is rocket fuel for Bitcoin price, says Pompliano. 83% of U.S. investors would dip their toes into Bitcoin, new report. Fed will take interest rates to zero, says billionaire investor Kyle Bass. Firm that monitors USDC stablecoin audited over $10 billion in client assets. Abra app to restrict services for U.S. users over regulatory issues. Lightning Labs designs monitoring tool for Layer 2 Bitcoin network. Too sick for Buffett lunch, Justin Sun attends Tron influencer party in SF. Nearly 4 million Bitcoin worth over $40 billion unmoved in 5 years. Bull case for Bitcoin weakest since February, price indicator says. MIT fellow says Facebook lifted his ideas for Libra cryptocurrency. Now let's get started. Coincheck owner Monex Group moves to join Facebook Libra. Monex Group, the Japanese financial services company that owns the Coincheck crypto exchange, has applied to join Facebook's Libra project. According to a report from CoinDesk Japan, at the firm's Q2 results meeting today, Monex president Oki Matsumoto announced the plan to join the Libra stablecoin project alongside Facebook's other tentative partners such as Visa, MasterCard, Uber, and eBay. Companies are reportedly being asked to fork out up to $10 million for the privilege of being part of the consortium governing Libra. Earlier this week, Visa CEO Alfred F. Kelly Jr. confirmed that, so far, the 28 members are not official partners yet, but have signed non-binding letters of agreement. Matsumoto said that the application will undergo a primary review at the end of the summer, and Monex will make a final decision on whether or not to join the Libra after that. He further pointed out that some major companies have got involved so far and that Libra has great potential. According to Reuters Japan, he detailed that Libra offers various possibilities, such as financial inclusion and international product sales, potentially bringing financial services such as loans to the unbanked. Croatian Post trials crypto exchange service before possible wider rollout. While post offices sometimes offer banking services, Croatian Post is looking at launching a nationwide cryptocurrency exchange service. For a pilot effort, Croatian Post, or Hrvatska Pošta, is now offering crypto to fiat exchanges in 3 post offices in the coastal town of Zadar, a place popular with tourists. Hrvatska Pošta said Thursday that the trial run will allow it to gauge the market interest for such a service and, if successful, it may roll out crypto exchanges in all major towns and tourist centers in Croatia. According to the announcement, over the past few years, cryptocurrencies have developed more and more users, and Croatia will, with its network of 1,016 post offices, surely contribute to their popularity. Digitalization is one of the Croatian postal development strategies and a driver of numerous business projects. Entering the digital currency market, Croatia Post confirms its position as one of the leaders in digital transformation. The pilot, which allows users to convert cryptos into the Croatian national currency, the kuna HRK, comes via a collaboration with Croatian crypto brokerage and payments firm Electrocoin, which has been in operation for 5 years, Hrvatska Pošta said. John McAfee back in jail hours after release in Dominican Republic. Bitcoin, BTC, proponent and United States 2020 presidential candidate John McAfee reportedly re-entered jail this week just a day after his release in the Dominican Republic. A record, I think. Tweeting photographs of his confinement July 26, McAfee said he had been arrested a second time, but did not give details about the exact circumstances. The entrepreneur, his wife and entourage fell victim to law enforcement when their boat docked in the Dominican Republic earlier this week. McAfee then spent 4 days behind bars before walking free. On Twitter, he had promised followers an update on his location and future plans, something which did not materialize. My second arrest in 1 week, a record, I think, he subsequently wrote on his return to custody. The photographs, he claimed, were made possible because the group had smuggled their mobile telephones into the holding facility. McAfee merely detained? Speaking to tech news publication CNET, McAfee's campaign manager, Rob Benedicto Pacifico Juan Maria Loggia Ramirez, who previously issued Twitter updates on McAfee's behalf, subsequently said he is not under arrest, but merely detained. Despite being wanted by the U.S., McAfee plans to run for president on a broadly anti-establishment platform and is accepting Bitcoin donations for the campaign, which he runs from the boat on which he arrived in the Dominican Republic. Novogratz predicts $20,000 Bitcoin in 2019 as Galaxy Digital gets IPO nod. Galaxy Digital CEO Mike Novogratz argued that institutional interest would push Bitcoin (BTC) price back to its all-time highs of $20,000 before the end of 2019. Novogratz delivered his comments in an interview with Bloomberg on July 25. Speaking about where Bitcoin price will be going by the end of the year, Novogratz recalled the coin's significant move from $4,000 to almost $13,500, further projecting that the price will likely consolidate in the range between $10,000 and $14,000. Novogratz thus reiterated the prediction he made in late June. He said that once institutions show increased interest in the cryptocurrency again, the industry will possibly see Bitcoin price pushing back to $20,000 by the end of 2019. It is all about user bases. Galaxy Digital CEO also commented on Facebook's long-awaited Libra stablecoin and Telegram's forthcoming token TON. Novogratz stressed that the most exciting thing about Libra is that Facebook has over 2 billion users who would start experimenting with the coin, while the hardest part of any business is to attract customers. Novogratz said, "In about 2 or 3 months, Telegram is launching their blockchain. Telegram is about 218 million users. So before Facebook launches, we are going to have a real view at an experiment called Telegram, where they also have a user base." In June, Novogratz argued that the Libra Association will have 100 votes, so it will be distributed. Maybe not decentralized. They plan on decentralizing over time. What is tricky is the Facebook wallet, which is where they will make their money. It will probably be a large part of commerce that is done on that blockchain. Galaxy Digital goes for IPOs. Meanwhile, Galaxy Digital has procured approval from the Financial Regulatory Authority (FINRA) to conduct initial public offerings (IPOs) for cryptocurrency companies. Ian Taylor, head of advisory services for Galaxy Digital, said, "We now have the ability to finance digital asset and blockchain technology companies through their entire life cycle from founding, through private capital raisings, to their initial public offering and beyond." Bitcoin no longer desirable option for criminals, says CoinCorner CEO. Gary Davis was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for helping manage the now-defunct darknet marketplace Silk Road. The 31-year-old Irish man, who was extradited to the United States, had served as Silk Road forum moderator between May and June 2013 before working as a site administrator between June 2013 and October 2, 2013, according to a report by Irish independent radio station Newstalk on July 26. According to U.S. officials, Silk Road operated over 1.5 million transactions with a total value of more than $213 million between January 2011 and October 2013, the report notes. Recently, Cointelegraph reported on the arrest of a Silk Road dealer who allegedly used cryptocurrency to launder over $19 million of profits from selling illegal drugs on Silk Road. Criminals no longer find Bitcoin desirable. Following the news, Danny Scott, CEO of Isle of Man-based Bitcoin (BTC) exchange CoinCorner, said that Davis' sentencing shows that Bitcoin usage by criminals is in the past. In a press release to Cointelegraph, Scott stated that Bitcoin is no longer a desirable option for criminals, citing CoinCorner's previous Bitcoin-related investigations alongside with British crime units, which indicate a decline in Bitcoin criminal activity. He also cited findings by U.S.-based blockchain intelligence firm Chainalysis, which reported earlier this year that illicit transactions comprised less than 1% of all Bitcoin activity in 2018, down from 7% in 2012. In the press release, CoinCorner CEO considered BitChain's anonymity as a common myth, arguing that Bitcoin is actually pseudonymous, which means that all transactions are recorded on blockchain forever. As such, Bitcoin is a poor choice of currency for criminals, Scott concluded. On July 1, Bloomberg reported on another Chainalysis research that suggested that the amount of Bitcoin spent on illegal transactions this year could hit a record high of $1 billion despite the dwindling share of criminal activity. According to the report, the total value of Bitcoin spent on illicit activities as of July is estimated to comprise $515 million. ECB money printing is rocket fuel for Bitcoin price, says Pompliano. Morgan Creek Digital Assets co-founder Anthony Pompliano says the European Central Bank ECB's expected dovish turn will be rocket fuel for Bitcoin. In a tweet posted on July 26, Pompliano commented on a fresh Bloomberg article investigating the ECB's imminent policy moves, potentially including interest rate cuts and renewed quantitative easing designed to boost a faltering Eurozone economy. He said, "Rocket fuel, they're going to cut rates and print money right as we march towards the Bitcoin halving. Buckle up. This will be wild." Pompliano had notably recently cited Bitcoin's having the reduction of mining rewards in half in May 2020 as being one of the largest drivers of Bitcoin's predicted price appreciation. His forecast is that the coin will hit $100,000 by the end of 2021. Bloomberg's article cited ECB President Mario Draghi's recent comments indicating the institution's intent to deliver another round of monetary stimulus this September. Notably, the ECB head stated that on the inflation front, "We don't like what we are seeing, that's very important." Central bankers, Eurozone woes. The ECB president said he anticipates that contractions in euro area manufacturing could contaminate the services sector, in part due to global trade tensions. While dismissing the prospect of a broad recession, he stated that consumer price growth had fallen short of the ECB's goal of just below 2%, justifying calls for significant support. The ECB's governing council has also added a crucial line to its commitment to symmetry statement, which Bloomberg notes reflects an openness to prolong stimulus to elevate price growth for some time. The Governing Council has tasked the relevant Eurosystem committees with examining options, including ways to reinforce its forward guidance on policy rates, mitigating measures, such as the design of a tiered system for reserve remuneration, and options for the size and composition of potential new net asset purchases. One Danske Bank economist told Bloomberg he expects 20 basis points of rate cuts from the ECB and more QE, adding, "It's a matter of when and how ECB will act, no longer if." The United States Federal Reserve is meanwhile expected to cut interest rates next week, while Turkey has just introduced the biggest interest rate cut since at least 2002. Across the globe, Australia's central bank has also signaled it is likely to further ease policy. As recently reported, the head of global fundamental credit strategy at Deutsche Bank has remarked that central banks' dovish policies are positively impacting alternative currencies such as Bitcoin while hurting investment banks. 83% of U.S. investors would dip their toes into Bitcoin, new report. A new study found that 83% of American investors would consider a preliminary investment in Bitcoin, as the asset gains traction among an ever more mainstream audience. Me and you and everyone we know. According to the 2019 investor study published by digital asset management fund Grayscale Investments this month, the demographics, attitudes and beliefs of Bitcoin (BTC) investors overlap considerably with those of the traditional investor. While Bitcoin investors may be slightly more experienced and risk-tolerant than the so-called average investor, their political views, income levels, and professions bear a close resemblance to the profiles of a broader pool of surveyed investors, the report reveals. Moreover, the view that millennials are embracing crypto more readily than previous generations could be overstated, with Grayscale finding that the average Bitcoin investor is 42 versus 45 for all investors. As an overall trend, the report notes that Bitcoin has expanded its reach to a broad mainstream audience. Increasingly, savvy investors recognize that Bitcoin may have unique investment characteristics that provide diversification far beyond the basic 60% stock, 40% bond portfolio allocation. To illustrate the potential payoff of such diversification, Grayscale cites in-house research indicating that between September 2013 and June 2019, adding just 5% in Bitcoin to a simulated global 60/40 portfolio more than doubled cumulative returns from 41.9% to 90.9%. A widening pool. While 36% of investors would consider an investment in Bitcoin of any allocation, a still higher figure of 83% out of the 1,100 surveyed respondents revealed they were strongly motivated by the prospect of dipping their toes into crypto with a small investment in Bitcoin. This implies monitoring its returns and then adding to their positions in future. Additionally, 79% of respondents said they were bullish on Bitcoin's growth potential. Given Bitcoin's moniker as digital gold, Grayscale also investigated the overlap between investors in both assets, finding that among Bitcoin investors, interest in physical gold was markedly higher than for the average investor. For example, 69% of BTC investors see gold as a good investment, versus 55% of all investors, with 65% saying they definitely or probably would invest in gold, versus 51% of the general pool. The report also examines reasons behind investors' reluctance to invest in Bitcoin, with 75% of all investors and 68% of those interested in Bitcoin revealing that digital crime was their foremost fear about Bitcoin. 65% of all investors and 53% of those interested in Bitcoin voiced concerns about patchy regulation of the new asset class. A vast majority, 89%, of respondents said that better educational resources would increase the likelihood of their investing in Bitcoin. As recently reported, a fresh survey from CivicScience has revealed that just 2% of Americans trust Facebook's Libra more than Bitcoin. Fed will take interest rates to zero, says billionaire investor Kyle Bass. The Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, could take a final call on lowering interest rates by a quarter percentage point in its meeting next week. But according to billionaire investor Kyle Bass, the bells of a recession could force the committee to consider even zero rates. The founder and chief investment officer of Hayman Capital Management told CNBC that he doesn't see Fed rate cuts as a viable method to expand the U.S. economy. He predicted a shallow recession in early 2020, adding that it would prompt the central bank to cut interest rates to zero. Excerpts. We believe rate cuts are less and less effective once you've been at a zero rate bound, they will have less efficacy. I think in early 2020, you are just going to see softness in the U.S. economy. We might have a shallow recession, but if we do, and we will immediately go to zero rates. Bitcoin against slowing economy. The comments closely followed Bass' views on the ongoing U.S.-China trade war. He doubted that the two super economies would even reach a deal, saying that China never lives up to their promises. Doubtful of Fed response as well, Bass said investors should start looking for long-duration assets as a hedge. The best way to defend your investments in an environment like that is to buy long-duration assets, i.e. you want to own apartments, you want to own office buildings, and you want to own long bonds, he said. Bass said in June that non-accredited investors should take precautions against the gloomy economic outlook. The hedge fund manager correlated the rise of gold and Bitcoin prices as an indicator of a slowing economy, stating, "It's no secret why Bitcoin, which I don't own, and gold are starting to do well again. Everyone sees the writing on the wall." Capital flight. A non-sovereign asset, Bitcoin has long posed itself as a hedge against gloomy macroeconomic outlooks. After the U.S. President Donald Trump slapped tariffs on Chinese goods in May, the Bitcoin price surged from $5,562 to as much as $13,868.44 on U.S.-based Coinbase Exchange. Asset management firm Grayscale Investments later wrote in its report that investors, especially in China, were allocating risks to the cryptocurrency as a measure to protect themselves against a weaker Chinese yuan. Base statements recognized Bitcoin as a haven asset, at least to people with no direct participating in mainstream finance. 2 weeks ago, the investor had also credited the cryptocurrency for becoming a tool of capital flight for Chinese young adults. For millennials, it's clearly Bitcoin, he had said. For billionaire tycoons, it's more of a process. Physically relocating your family and your family's assets take time. The families I have spoken with are in process of both. It will take 6 to 18 months. Firm that monitors USDC stablecoin audited over $10 billion in client assets. The international auditing firm that attests to Circle's issuance of USDC stablecoins announced it has audited more than $10 billion worth of client assets in the first quarter of 2019, according to a statement. The accounting firm Grant Thornton serves between 15 and 20 clients that are highly leveraged in crypto assets, including prominent crypto-denominated exchanges, according to Marcus Veith, a partner at the firm. The attestations establish that a client's holdings or investments exist and are fairly stated in the quantities claimed. While discrepancies have been found between the blockchains and balance sheets, Veith was not at liberty to disclose such cases. "We are constantly finding more coins than we've been told are out there," said Johnny Lee, national practice leader for forensic technology services, focusing in on privacy coins that don't really have an audit trail. Among the 40 cryptocurrencies the firm has scrutinized are Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, EOS, Zcash, Monero, and USDC, as well as a number of ERC-20 tokens, according to Grant Thornton. The firm uses a variety of methodologies designed for the architecture of each disparate blockchain. Sometimes it spins up reconstructed blockchains, a hybrid cloud, and forensic nodes at a great, though unstated, expense to reconcile a claimed asset with its supposed timestamp, or equivalent metric of proof, according to Veith. He also said each blockchain has its own quirks, or unexpected issues, mentioning that the private, permissioned Ripple is quite a monster to set up. Grant Thornton does not perform 100% audits of a client's portfolio, a process that is prohibitive by price and time, though the sample selections the firm tests sometimes run back to a blockchain's genesis block. To some extent, the firm learns as it goes. Starting out 4 years ago with one institutional client that only held Bitcoin, Veith said the company took a measured risk to innovate and take on more digital assets. He also said since the market bottomed out in 2018, the firm's clients have diversified their portfolios. Correction, July 26, 1341 Coordinated Universal Time, the original article factually misstated that Grant Thornton attests to Coinbase's stablecoin. It has been updated to say Grant Thornton attests to Circle's issuance of USDC. Abra app to restrict services for U.S. users over regulatory issues. Crypto investment app Abra has been forced to make changes services to U.S. customers over regulatory uncertainty and restrictions in the country. In a blog update on Thursday, the firm said the adjustments come in an effort to continue to be compliant and cooperative with U.S. regulations as they currently exist. So what does it mean for affected Abra users? The firm says, "Specifically, for Abra users in the United States is that we have to make some system modifications around our smart contract-based synthetic assets. As a part of this effort, we are migrating any synthetic assets to a native-hosted wallet solution. On Abra, these are defined as anything other than Bitcoin, BTC, Ether, ETH, Litecoin, LTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. The synthetic asset is Abra's way of providing users with exposure to the movements of cryptocurrency prices, without them having to hold the actual crypto. For some cryptos, users can only make deposits into the app via a U.S.-based bank account, an American Express card, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash or Litecoin. These deposits can then be converted in the synthetic version." The detail of the changes is as follows. From August 29, U.S. users will no longer be able to hold QTM, Bitcoin Gold, BTG, EOS, Amisigo, OMG, and Status, SNT, will have to exchange or withdraw any holdings of those assets from the app by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:50 Coordinated Universal Time on that date. If any users fail to do so by the deadline, the assets will automatically be converted to Bitcoin, the firm says. Customers in New York State will also be affected, and can only hold native Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin and Bitcoin Cash on Abra's app. All synthetic holdings will need to be exchanged or withdrawn by the same deadline as above, with any remaining synthetic holdings after that date to be converted to Bitcoin. Further, app users in New York will no longer be able to use bank ACH or wire transfers, or American Express cards for deposits and withdrawals after August 29. Users outside the U.S. will not be affected by the changes. The private keys for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin or Ethereum held with the firm will continue to be held by U.S. users after the changes, the firm said. It's not clear how temporary visitors to the U.S. might be affected. CoinDesk has reached out for comment and will update this article as a reply is received. Lightning Labs designs monitoring tool for Layer 2 Bitcoin network. The Lightning Network, seen as the future of Bitcoin payments, is now a bit easier to monitor. This Wednesday, Lightning Labs released a new network analysis tool dubbed LNDMon that Bitcoin Lightning Network users can use to pull up data about the state of their node and the rest of the network. The offering features colorful graphs illustrating different aspects of the network, such as network fees or the channels a user has open to send Lightning payments. This is useful for users running Lightning nodes, which users need to set up in order to use the network in the most secure way. LNDMon gives users a more tangible look into what's going on with their nodes, whether the user is running a routing node and looking to make a little money or a Bitcoin enthusiast who just want to know more about their node and the rest of the network. The announcement blog post written by Lightning Labs software engineer Valentine Wallace, who led the project, explains, "As the network has grown over the past year, we've noticed gaps in its observability and the need for an easy-to-use tool for routing node operators to manage their nodes. There have even been instances when the tool might have even prevented problems with the network," Wallace argues in the blog post. "This year, lack of such a suitable tool caused certain problems in the peer-to-peer network to remain undiscovered until they became harmful. As such, Wallace thinks LNDMon can help prevent problems by enabling users to monitor trends and take preventative action. But it isn't just for detecting problems. By looking at the graphs, users can take a better look at the history of their payments, or potentially use it to figure out how to pay the lowest fees when sending payments. The tool is supposed to be easy to use, at least for developers. Once a user has their node up and running, it just takes a couple of extra steps to get their own LNDMon dashboard up and running." Lightning Labs has plans to extend the tool further, such as supporting more Lightning Network data and allowing users to set up notifications when something happens they would like to know about. Too sick for Buffett lunch, Justin Sun attends Tron influencer party in SF. Tron CEO Justin Sun couldn't attend his Ballyhooed lunch on Thursday with finance titan Warren Buffett because of kidney stones, he said. That didn't stop him, however, from briefly mingling with influencers at a Tron-organized party on Thursday night in San Francisco. The appearance comes just a day after Sun penned an apology to the public, media and regulators for overmarketing the Buffett lunch. He didn't specify which regulators he was referring to, but the letter has so far only been posted in simplified Chinese. "In the future, due to my illness, I will take some rest," he wrote in the Weibo post. All efforts should return to blockchain tech development from marketing and hyping. Despite the postponement of the main event for which Sun submitted a $4.6 million donation to charity after party plans for Sun's confab with Buffett proceeded as planned. 10 YouTubers were flown into San Francisco for Tron Influencer Day to celebrate the one-year anniversary of Tron's acquisition of BitTorrent, the storied file-sharing platform founded in 2004. Meanwhile, BitTorrent founder and current Chia CEO Bram Cohen seemed highly displeased. "Anybody know if Justin Sun is hard up for cash? Cohen tweeted Thursday afternoon, he isn't letting the last payment for BitTorrent get out of escrow. Speaking to Decrypt, Sun flatly denied the accusation, saying, it has nothing to do with me. Sun's appearance proved to be an odd bookend to a week-long saga about the polarizing entrepreneur. Reports surfaced Tuesday that he was under border control and barred from leaving China. Those reports were disproven later that day when Sun broadcast a video of himself from a San Francisco high-rise. Nearly 4 million Bitcoin worth over $40 billion unmoved in 5 years. The number of untouched Bitcoins increased significantly over the past 5 years, according to recent data from Coinmetrics. Nearly 4 million BTC, an amount currently valued at around $40 billion, has not moved from wallets that may be holding the cryptocurrency as a store of value. Matt Odell, a digital currency analyst and co-host of the Tales from the Crypt podcast, confirmed that the amount of Bitcoin being held, for the last 5 years, in wallets, i.e. not transferred to other crypto addresses, has reached an all-time high. Large institutions may begin holding the majority of Bitcoin. Odell believes the increasing number of Bitcoins held over 5 years indicates that BTC is increasingly being used as a store of value instead of as a medium of exchange. Several analysts have mentioned that Bitcoin may also serve as a hedge against instability in the global financial system. This could potentially be another reason why many new investors may have allocated a certain percentage of their portfolio to Bitcoin-related investments. However, crypto analyst Willie Wu pointed out that if the number of Bitcoins being held continues to increase, then it would lead to low levels of circulation. As a result, BTC's volatility might increase considerably, which could potentially make the crypto's price movements look similar to that of the gold bullion, Wu argued. Wu, a partner at Adaptive Capital, believes there's a chance that most of Bitcoin's circulating supply could end up being controlled by a few whales, or large holders. The analyst's concerns may seem valid given that Grayscale Investments reportedly holds around 1% of the cryptocurrency's circulating supply, or 203,000 BTC APPR. $2 billion at current prices. Meanwhile, Block.one, the firm behind EOS' colossal $4 billion ICO, had reportedly been holding approximately 140,000 BTC, which is currently worth about $1.4 billion. 10 million Bitcoins haven't moved in the past year. The untouched supply of Bitcoin grew steadily during the crypto market bull run of late 2017 and early 2018, according to Coinmetrics report. Researchers at the American analytics firm tracked BTC's circulation during a 180-day, 1-year, 2-year, and 5-year period. The number of Bitcoins that haven't moved in the past year is also at an all-time high, with over 10 million BTC being held by various entities. This means that more than 50% of the Bitcoin mined so far has not been used to conduct transactions in over a year. Almost 4 million Bitcoins permanently lost. Research published by digital forensics firm Chainalysis in November 2017 revealed that between 3.79 million to 2.78 million Bitcoins may have been lost permanently. These figures imply that as much as 25% of BTC's total circulating supply might not be accessible. Chainalysis estimates were made after segmenting the amount of BTC in circulation based on age, when the Bitcoins were created, and transaction activity. For certain segments, the firm's researchers used statistical sampling to determine the number of Bitcoins lost. After accounting for Bitcoins being held by Satoshi Nakamoto and long-term investors, the report concluded that up to 3.79 million BTC was likely lost due to mismanagement of private keys and seed phrases. When the full 21 million cap is reached, the real supply will actually dwindle. Users will continue to lose their keys and small amounts of Bitcoin, dust, gets lost in addresses when transaction fees exceed the value of the Satoshis, further emphasizing the scarcity of the crypto asset. Bull case for Bitcoin weakest since February, price indicator says. View. Bitcoin's bullish momentum has weakened to 5-month lows, according to Chaikin Money Flow Indicator. That, coupled with the bearish lower highs pattern on short duration chart, indicates BTC could fall back to the recent low of $9,049 and may even break lower. BTC may bounce back to $10,300 if sellers again fail to penetrate the support at $9,600. A UTC close above $11,120 is needed to revive the bullish view. The bullish mood in the Bitcoin (BTC) market is at its weakest in 5 months, according to key technical indicator. The Chaikin Money Flow (CMF) study, which incorporates both prices and trading volumes to gauge trend change and trend strength, is currently seen at 0.02 on the 3-day chart. A positive CMF indicates bullish bias. However, the latest reading is the lowest since February 20, which means the market is least bullish on the top cryptocurrency in 5 months. BTC was trading at $4,000 5 months ago, while as of writing, the cryptocurrency is changing hands at $9,800 on Bitstamp, well above the 200-day moving average at $6,270. So, the long-term bias remains bullish. However, the CMF's retreat from the 21-month high of 0.40 to the current 5-month lows validates the short-term bearish reversal signaled by a bearish lower highs pattern created by Bitcoin during the recent pullback from $13,880 to $9,049. BTC faced rejection above left at the descending trendline hurdle near $10,200 yesterday and closed below $9,900, leaving a candle with a long upper shadow of bearish development. The failure to take out the trendline hurdle also reinforced the bearish view put forward by the descending 5 and 10-day MAs and the bearish crossovers of the 5, 50 and 10, 50-day MAs. Further, the relative strength index is reporting bearish conditions with a below 50 print. Hence, the stage looks set for a drop to the July 17 low of $9,049. That said, the bears need progress soon, as BTC is again attempting a recovery, having clocked a low of $9,650 earlier today. Over the last 3 weeks, dips below $9,600 have been consistently short-lived, above right. If that level continues to hold ground over the next few hours, then buyers may step in, lifting prices to the 50-day MA, currently at $10,304. That said, the outlook will turn bullish only if prices rise above $11,120, invalidating the lower highs pattern. MIT fellow says Facebook lifted his ideas for Libra cryptocurrency. Avid students of the literature on monetary innovation might feel deja vu when reading Facebook's Libra white paper. Several aspects of the social network's much-ballyhooed global cryptocurrency project uncannily resemble the vision laid out in a paper published last year in the Royal Society's Open Science publication. For example, the Libra paper described a digital coin that would maintain its value because it was backed by a basket of fiat currencies and short-term debt. This echoed the July 2018 paper by MIT big hitters Alex Lipton, Thomas Hardjono and Alex Sandy Pentland, who described an asset-backed, supranational digital token. To be sure, the assets in their proposal were commodities like oil or crops. Continuing the similarities, Libra Association, a group of 27 financial, tech and VC companies tentatively committed to Facebook's project, carried a whiff of the hypothetical consortium governing Tradecoin. Both proposed coins were intended to streamline domestic and cross-border payments and, more loftily, to extend financial services to the world's underbanked. And of course, Libra and Tradecoin both would run on distributed ledgers. Coincidences? Not in Lipton's view. The MIT Connection Science Fellow told CoinDesk, "Without being particularly obnoxious, I can tell you that the actual structure of Libra is pretty much lifted verbatim from the paper which Sandy Pentland and Thomas Hardjono and I published last year." Sounding a bit miffed, Lipton said the scholar's work was not mentioned in the Libra document at all, but, what adds a little bit of insult to injury is this paper was published as part of this free-for-all part of the free science part of the Royal Society effort. Unlike most of the Society's journals, Open Science requires no subscription to read. Lipton, former head of Bank of America's global quant business, wears a few hats. He advises fintech projects on working with central banks, including the utility settlement coins technology provider Clearomatics. He is also the chief technical officer for Sila, a platform designed to help fintech firms interface with the financial system using a dollar-pegged stablecoin. The ideas in the Royal Society paper appeared in an earlier version Lipton co-authored with Pentland, which was the cover article for an issue of Scientific American on the future of money, Lipton noted, adding, "The Libra people cannot really say that they have not read that. Or, if they have not read that, they should not be probably doing what they are doing in the first place." Facebook declined to comment. Critiquing Libra. To be fair, the economic design of Libra, as stated in its white paper, aims to integrate harmoniously with the existing infrastructure. For example, the Libra Association says it doesn't want to impinge on the purview of central banks. Tradecoin, on the other hand, could be seen as notionally more of a challenger to the status quo, offering a way that small countries, sovereign wealth funds, and retirement funds could get a fair shake in the world's financial system, instead of being ignored or exploited by the big central banks, as the authors put it in a more recent paper. Lipton also noted that since Tradecoin would be backed by hard assets such as oil or commercial crops, this would dictate, to some degree, the consortium members. We were thinking about raw material producers, supranational organizations, and, possibly, a couple of large-scale payment providers, but certainly not the likes of Uber. In any case, a key design problem with Libra, said Lipton, is that the coin would be issued in a non-immunized fashion, so to speak, against financial paper. Lipton explained that since it is hard to earn interest on cash, Libra will need to buy government securities and other high-grade paper as additional backing for the coin. As a result, the owner of the bond will receive money from Libra, which it will collect from consumers in return for Libra coins, and this money will start to circulate in the system. In addition, Libra will issue coins which, if they work as intended, will act as money as well. As such, there would be twice as much money in the system, with all the negative consequences, he said. In developing countries, it will cause enormous inflation because the amount of money will be kind of doubled, roughly speaking, in fact much more than doubled, said Lipton. I am not a big fan of quantity theory of money, but I am absolutely certain that as the amount of money explodes, prices will go up. That's clearly not how Libra sees it. The white paper describes a stabilization mechanism whereby authorized resellers will purchase the coin in response to demand and conversely when people want to sell Libra they receive fiat. But Lipton claimed money will be created implicitly, regardless of the design goals. This is different from what happens when you or I buy bonds we pay in money which starts to circulate, but cannot use bonds for payments directly hence money does not multiply, he said. Despite the considerable regulatory headwinds Libra faces, if it can pull this off, the stakes are enormous, Lipton acknowledged. If Libra can capture 10% of, say, $3 trillion per day of dollar, euro foreign exchange trade, and the member companies' nodes charge 10 basis points as a transaction fee, bear in mind Visa and MasterCard charge 2-3% for their services, that's already $300 million a day, said Lipton. Add on the benefit from interest payments expected from the collateral, which Lipton estimates could be about $10 billion to $20 billion per year, and the Libra Association's members are making a pretty penny. It kind of crystallizes thinking, no question about it, he said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.